Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick a pleasant one, with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Seaway.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Okay.
872-3318.
Time to dive deep into NCTL football. The conference, it has expanded to two 8-team divisions this season, the Stars and Stripes. The Stars being most of what you would consider the traditional NCTL schools, it still reigns supreme in Thumb 8-man football. Week 1 saw a mega 8-game crossover event between the two divisions. The Stars took all 8 games by an average score of 49-7. Starting in Week 2, division play began, and Deckerville gave us a glimpse of just how good they might be this season. Deckerville, of course, now up to number 2 in 8-man football, according to the Associated Press. Here is Clark Ramsey on the call from Week 2 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Ike Barras down to the 30, down to the 20, one man to beat, down to the 10, and he's tripped as he goes down, and they're going to call it touchdown, Deckerville! Cruz Ibarra with the 55-yard score down the far sideline and gets tripped at the 5 and falls across the end zone line. And it's suddenly Deckerville leading by 36 points with a 2-point conversion still upcoming.
That 36-point lead, that was the second quarter. It ended up being 52-0. How impressive was that shutout? Not only did the Lawrence Tigers make it to the playoffs last season, they put up 68 and 64 points respectively the next 2 weeks. The division, it is starting to bifurcate in the Stars with 3 of the 8 teams winless in Stars division play. The top tier, of course, doing quite well for itself. They began playing each other for the most part starting this week. Undefeated Flint International heads to Morris. The Flames looking to torch the Orioles. Morris and its amazing defense lies in wait. The O's, they've given up just 18 points so far this season in 4 games. That's 4.5 points per game. Flint International, not too shabby itself on the defensive side of the ball. But it's hard to pick against a team that is not letting other teams score. Defense tends to beat offense. It will be an intriguing matchup this week for sure. They've shown that, at least at Morris, that they can do it against good offenses too. Dryden, they had put up 150 points through, make that 144 through 3 weeks of play. They got 6 on Morris. Now they played Deckerville this week, they only put up 12. But when you start putting up 140 plus points in a 3 week span, there's something there offensively. Kingston and Lawrence, another entertaining matchup. Kingston has 2 losses, but they gave Deckerville everything the Eagles could handle last week. The Cardinals of Kingston, a bit desperate with 2 losses already on the schedule. After this week, Morris, of course, still on the schedule for Kingston. 6-3 will definitely get them into the playoffs, but that would require an upset of Lawrence or Morris. At 5-4, you have to leave it up to the powers that be, not ideal if you're a card. One Stars game in the book already in week 5. Deckerville, they must not have been very happy playing second fiddle in this week's AP poll. If, as far as eight-man football in Michigan goes, they swooped in on Dryden in a fit of rage. 32-0 after the first quarter, 40-0 with 8 minutes left in the second, the final being 58-12 in the favor of the Eagles. After several years at Greenville High School game, it's moving north. Greenville being about 15 miles east-northeast of Grand Rapids, right in the middle of the Lake Michigan snowbelt. Not the best place to be playing football come late November. The game now indoors. It's up at the Superior Dome in Marquette. The Superior Dome, the home of the Northern Michigan Wildcats. The largest wooden dome in the world, a building that makes the word unique look cliche. There's nothing like the Superior Dome. 143 feet tall wooden structure, the largest structure in the UP. It's also a short drive from the home of the defending two-time eight-man champions, Powers North Central. Short in UP terms, an hour and a half. Powers North Central off to a rocky 1-2 start this season in the Western UP Conference, but that conference remains a power. If any thumb team wants to take home a eight-man playoff championship this year, they're going to have to go through the Western UP Conference. The Rapid River Rockets, the Stevenson Eagles, firm challengers for a title. The Eagles of Stevenson, the number one ranked team in the state, they supplanted Deckerville this week in the AP poll. They have a first-year head coach, Logan Carlson. He has them flying high offensively. How's this for production? In four games, Stevenson has put up 224 points. When you're scoring 55 and you're giving up just 10 a game, you'll win a lot of football games. The big Stevenson-Rapid River matchup set for October 6th. A hat tip to the Menominee County Journal for the brief introduction to Western UP eight-man football. Finally, time to look at the teams playing tonight, the Stripes division. Due to the lack of success in week one against other eight-man football competition, even the successful teams in the Stripes, they're kind of looking up. Only Bay City All Saints Central, the Cougars, are in the top 16 as far as the MHSAA playoff point system, 16 teams making it into the eight-man football postseason. For 11-man, you have the eight divisions of 32 teams. Eight-man, a little different ball game. You're talking only a quarter of the teams make it to the postseason. Like I mentioned, 16, that's it. North Huron, who is 3-1, they're 23rd. Now, of course, the Warriors, they've gotten the weaker part of the Stripes division so far. Owen Gage, Akron, Fairgrove, Caseville, they've combined for one win on the year, and that was Owen Gage beating Akron Fairgrove. They haven't beaten anybody outside of that sordid triptych sitting at the bottom of the Stripes division. That doesn't help the strength of schedule if you are the Warriors of North Huron. So you got to beat people up. You got to win the games that you're supposed to win. When you look at the scoreboard, you see them putting up 60 on Owen Gage and 82 on Akron Fairgrove, which you mentioned earlier, John. They have no choice. They're forced into that position of being as impressive as possible. You got to make up for the schedule you have, right? Of course, they won by forfeit last week. Caseville already forfeiting this week as well. When you sit out here, you see the heat, the high right around 90 degrees. You had two easy wins, and then you had an actual forfeit. John, bye weeks, even of the impromptu variety, not normally something you see featured in a high school schedule. Do you think there might be any rust or maybe even some conditioning issues for the Warriors, at least earlier in this football game?
Well, the stats would kind of point in that direction. Again, this is, I go back to, because I think it's really important that it's one thing in practice without contact to go through the motions, and it's another to actually have the pads on and be at least a little bit physical, seeing how to tackle properly. I mean, you can teach that kind of thing. I mean, intellectually, you can understand how to tackle, but then when you're seeing it on the field, maybe you're seeing the kids make some kind of fundamental mistakes that they might be making time and time again. But North Huron, it looks like they're having a good start to the season. They may be beating up on some lesser quality teams at this point in time. But as with any team, college or pro, as time goes on, you tend to get better and more seasoned as the season progresses.
The Warriors, if they keep winning, they should be rewarded later in the season. Three of their last four games are against the New Haven Merritt Mustangs, the Peck Pirates, and they closed the regular